Make more meals for less with Dunnes Stores, where you'll save in the aisle with ingredients for a delicious sausage pasta bake. That's 8 pork sausages, just €1. Baked in a delicious bolognese sauce with peppers, diced onions and fusilli pasta. Just 69 cents for 500 grams. Topped with 65 cent mozzarella cheese. All from the Dunnes Stores range. Plus, you can save at the till with a 5 off 25 grocery voucher. Dunnes Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Vouching can be used on next in-store grocery shop of €25 or more.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I've been filling in for Pat. Great pleasure to welcome regular, of course, Paul Merriman, founder, financial advisor, but founder of AskPaul.ie, whereby you can get advice on a whole range of financial planning. Now, most people think of that in the context of savings, investments, pensions, but maybe something that you're overlooking are income protection products. In other words, what if, God forbid, you were to get sick for a sustained period, to lose your life? So what will happen in the event of serious illness where you're unable to work? Will you be just down to disability benefit from the Department of Social Protection? Paul, you're most welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, what are the products that are out there?
Okay, so I think the most important, as you mentioned there, Ivan, already, would be income protection. Without a shadow of a doubt, the most important product you can actually have. Now, a lot of our listeners this morning will actually have income protection maybe in work. So if you're lucky to work for a company, most corporates will have it attached to the pension plan. So you'll have a company-sponsored pension plan where you pay in, the employer pays in, and they'll also have what's called risk benefits. So risk benefits would be income protection or salary protection and the likes of death and service. So if you're to pass away in service, you might get up to four times your salary paid out will go to your next of kin or your estate. So the income protection part is important. Depends on the scheme. It's usually 75% of your salary less what you're getting from the disability from the state. And it's really important because, you know, when it comes to pension planning or financial planning, there's no point in having tens of thousands in your pension plan or even hundreds of thousands come your 40s or 50s. Going out work sick for a long period of time and not being able to access it until 60. It's almost pointless. I think the income protection product, in my opinion, is the most important part of a financial product. And, you know, I think when it comes to the likes of pensions, for especially for self-employed people, or those that might be renting as well. For don't forget, if you're out long-term sick and you have a mortgage, you might be able to negotiate with the bank where the landlord's going to look for the rent every single month. They're not going to have as much lenience as the bank. So for certain people, it's exceptionally important. I would nearly go as far as say, if you're self-employed or, you know, someone that hasn't got a company pension plan, you're paying for yourself, drop the pension contribution by a few quid on a monthly basis and make sure the income protection plan goes in. It's tax deductible too, the exact same as the pension. You get tax relief on it for 20% or 40%, depending on your income. And it's not that expensive. You're talking maybe 10 or 15 euro a week after tax for a typical 40-year-old to get maybe up to 50 grand worth of cover. So really, really accessible. Really affordable. But yeah, I think a lot of people just overlook it and don't think about it. Because when it comes to financial plan, they're thinking of the, you know, amassing the hundreds of Ks and pensions or investment accounts or the second property, etc.
Okay, I'm fascinated by this because I've been around working for 40 years and I people over the years from Canada Life, from Irish Life, have sold me lots of products.
Yes.
So the first thing I want to ask is, If you're in the public sector,
yes,
do you need this?
Yeah, you do actually. The public sector more so as well actually, because they only have 3 months cover, typically speaking. So you get 3 months full pay and 3 months half pay. So therefore, you'd usually get an income protection or even the kick in after 6 months, because you have 6 months already. It also depends on your financial plan. If you have the premium on an income protection plan will typically be looking at your occupation, what type of occupation, like somebody sitting at a desk like an accountant all day, be cheaper to insure than a bricklayer, a carpenter on site because there's less risk. Your smoker status, your age, obviously, and how much cover you want. But it also depends on how long you want to be out of work sick for or injury-wise before the cover kicks in. So that can be 3 months, it could be 6 months, 12 months, etc. So, you know, for a public sector, yeah, usually kick in after 6 months because you have 3 months full pay, 3 months half pay. So again, vitally important. And I know what you're saying about, it sounds like a product pitch, but again, from a point of view, if something goes wrong, from a complete financial plan, any financial plan should have three main components. Protect what you have, grow what you have, and then replace what you have come retirement age, as in your income. And like I said, there's not much point to having tens of thousands of euro if maybe 10 or 15 quid a week could have protected your income up to age 60 or 70 years of age. So the right product is really important, how you structure a product as well, because Some of these products will finish at 60, some will finish at 65 or 70 even. Now let's think of it. If somebody is 55 and they go out work sick because of an illness or an injury, if they have covered a 60, they only 5 years covered. So if you have 50 grand worth of cover, you're going to have 250 grand worth of income protection. But if you have the product structured till 70, you could have 750,000 worth of cover, which delays you taking the pension, which makes your pension continue to grow tax-free and thus you increase your tax-free lump sum as well. So it's about structuring, and this is what a financial plan is all about. It's not about a product sale. It's about looking at the individual, looking at what they're trying to do from a financial planning point of view, and yeah, wrapping different products around them at a certain period of time.
Now, I was reading IBEC and others representing the hospitality sector saying that the perfect storm of extra costs, auto-enrolment, minimum wage, VAT gone up. And one of the things they were complaining about was that the government had introduced a new statutory sick pay scheme. Surely that covers you.
Well, it wouldn't, because the sick pay scheme is going to be so small compared to the income protection. I mean, again, if you look at even the social protection, it's under 13,000 per annum. Look at anybody renting or anybody with a mortgage, especially with mortgage interest rates. It's not going to cover their mortgage, never mind put food on the table.
But I thought a lot of mortgages had what they called, I think, endowment features.
No, that's gone out with the Indians. No, fairness.
It is. Yeah. I've been around so long that there's products now.
I'm not going to.
My understanding was with endowment mortgages that it actually included an element of life cover for the mortgage.
There is life cover, but not sickness cover. So sometimes you can get some products would have been sold, or some mortgages would have been sold back in the day, what's called specified serious illness policy. Now, the problem with specified serious illness policies, the old policies are great. And I encourage anyone listening, if you have a product, make sure you review the product you have before you do anything with it. I'd favour income protection over specified illness today, because income protection covers you for anything. It can be a bad back, it can be stress, it can be the big ones like the heart attack, cancer and stroke. Where specified serious illness is actually very difficult to claim on. So for argument's sake, God forbid if I got testicular cancer and I had 100,000 worth of specified illness cover, if it hasn't spread to any part of my body, I'll probably get what's called a partial payment of maybe 15 or 20K, even though I'm sure for 100,000. Now there's a reason for that. The life companies will say that medical advancements has come on dramatically in the last 20 years. And therefore, if you're out with a serious illness, you might be back in work within 6 months or a year, where 20 years ago, you could have been out for a few years. That's the argument. So, most mortgages you're talking about would have maybe life. Every mortgage in Ireland has to have life insurance. So if you pass away, the mortgage is cleared. But you might have had serious illness cover attached to it. But check your contract and make sure it might be for maybe 20K, 30K. You might pay your mortgage for 6 months or a year, depending. But I wouldn't be looking at sick pay, and I wouldn't be relying on the social protection benefits. They're nowhere near. And like, think about it, your income covers everything. You know, it absolutely covers all your direct debits, your bills, your mortgage, food on the table. If you have kids, clothing, like gym membership, holidays, it covers your life.
If you make a claim, Paul, and say it's a long-term illness,
yes,
will it go on in perpetuity?
It will go on right the way up until retirement age. Now, they will ask you to do medicals, make sure you can go back to work. But some of these products, like a lot of people that are on income protection, even want to go back to work because they have a long-term illness. So some of the policies actually train you, for argument's sake, to go back in. So let's say, for argument's sake, you are a surgeon and a heart surgeon, and you injure your finger and you can't do anymore. They'll train you to become a lecturer, for argument's sake, if you want. So again, the products work with you to make sure that you're paid, and when you want to go back to work, you can go back on a 2-day basis, 3-day basis, or even retrain if needs be. So they're phenomenal, in my opinion, and like I said, a key component of any financial plan, because, okay, we all want life to go smoothly, but you take anybody from, typically speaking, starting to work from 18 or 23 after college, from 18 up until 65 or 70 years of age, there's a high probability that something will go wrong at some stage in your life. It's not always going to be plain sailing. So, yeah, having a small bit of cover for a very small monthly premium is a really good idea.
Now, you said that it depends on the type of work you're doing. Mm-hmm. And two texters say, any income protection for a heavy goods vehicle truck driver, inquired a few years back, couldn't get cover, asks Mike. And another one says, I tried to get income cover a few years ago, but was told I could not get it because I'm a HGV driver. Why?
Very good. It's more risk being on the road more often. I suppose there's a much higher risk of something going wrong. Also, there's a lift of moving the goods and shifting the goods and lifting them. So it's more of a manual occupation. But like I said, there's three categories, Ivan. So there's risk 1, 2, 3, and 4. Somebody typically speaking at their desk will be a risk 1, and somebody on sites and trades will be a bit heavier, from round of a 3 or a 4, depending on the occupation. But yeah, unfortunately, there's a few occupations that are a decline. Pilots will be a decline as well, again, from a risk point of view. And also from the H3 void drivers, it's very hard to, you know, if something very minutely goes wrong, there's a lot more risk of them not being able to go to work. So that's really the reason.
So not everyone can get cover?
No, not everyone can get cover. So it's an application process. And as well, if you have pre-existing complaint as well, a pre-existing condition, you might be declined, or as that condition might be excluded from the policy going forward. Which in fairness is how insurance is supposed to work. It's a risk based on the group. So the more risky you are, the likely you are going to be loaded or excluded. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't apply for the cover and see can you get cover. And again, for the HGV drivers, it might be best option then is to go for the serious illness policy. If they can't get it, they will get specified serious illness more than likely, which covers the big three, heart attack, cancer and stroke, but also covers up to 90 illnesses. Just a little bit more difficult to claim on, in my opinion. I would always recommend the client go for income protection first, and then if you can't get it, then default back down to something like a specified serious illness plan.
John in Donegal is in a similar vein. A self-employed service engineer in engineering can't get covered due to high risk in any areas. Like, it does seem that, like, they're only picking people who won't get sick.
Well, no, fair. Like I said, there's three. Well, you're obviously, from an insurance point of view, you're trying to de-risk as much as you possibly can. So I think that's fair enough from the insurer's point of view. From a service engineer, that's unusual. Again, maybe drop us a DM on askpaul.ie through Instagram, or questions at askpaul.ie and have a look at it. But there's four main providers in the Irish marketplace as well. And actually, Zurich just came in to the private market, I suppose. They used to do major group schemes only a couple of, maybe a year ago actually as well. So a little bit more competition in the marketplace. If one provider mightn't insure you, another provider may do. And this is typically why you wouldn't go to a bank or directly to a life insurance company, because you might get it somewhere else.
Now, you mentioned, you know, you make a claim. Here's a guy. I had income protection with a provider and they insist on taking money while still investigating that IP claim, which has now gone on for a year and a half. When you need money more, I have zero income as self-employed.
So again, from a client's point of view, I've personally, for any claims we've put in for clients, have been successful. And again, it depends on how the product is written and what advice you got around writing the product. And also depends, I don't know the full situation or the case or the claim there, Ivan. The reason why the cover is still being acceptable is that if the individual was to stop paying the premiums and was to suffer another injury, another illness during the investigation period, it'd have no cover in place. So it's in their best interest to keep it ongoing. That sounds like a very long period of time to investigate an IP claim, though. But if it is successful, we'll be back there as well for the client.
Here's someone endorsing everything you say.
Great.
I'm currently on sick leave from work. I've gone on to the TRR rate, which is 37.5% of salary. I have income protection with Corn Market through my union, Forsa. Mm. I've also have critical illness with this. This has been a lifeline for me and I never thought I'd be needing it. 47 years old. I've had it since I started working at 19. Mm-hmm. Here's a question, right? Is income protection the same as income continuance?
It would be, depending on how the structure of whether it's a group scheme or whether it's, it would be called salary protection. It can be all IP, income protection, permanent health insurance, loads of different things that it comes under. But yeah, it's basically the same thing. Your income continues in the event of a sickness or an illness.
I remember back in the day, Sean Moncrief would do the ads, you know, lots of terms and conditions, but no sneaky ones. Here's one. I've had income protection for 30 years, recently turned 60, and was told I can no longer get it over 60.
Exactly. And this is, you can. And this is really important for listeners, actually. And it's a great question. Thanks for that person for answering that question. You can get it up to 70 years of age now with some product providers. So Royal London came into the marketplace a few years ago and really shook it up. You can go up to age 70 years of age. So if you're listening to the show and you have an old contract and you're in between 50 and 60, yeah, you might be cut off at 60, but get the new policy that will continue to 70 before you get to 60. And like anything with financial planning, I mean, everything on the show, you need to review your plans on an annual basis. It's the same with car insurance, house insurance, because there's usually a better product or a better provider entering the marketplace. So yes, unfortunately, they would have been told to continue to 60 years of age. But yeah, again, they didn't get the updates.
Finally, what about taxi drivers?
The clincher as well, because we're on the road so often. Again, it's a more of a high-risk situation that if you get the slightest injury, you wouldn't be able to go to work. It comes again part of the financial plan. Usually be saying, make sure you keep, from a self-employed, whether it's a taxi driver or anybody else, try and keep a couple of months' expenses set aside to make sure you can cover any of those small incidentals.
All right. anything you ever wanted to know about financial planning and today income protection. My thanks to Paul Merriman, financial advisor and founder of Ask Paul, all one word, .ie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.